Yes, my name is Lily Amadea West.
Cool.
I'm 24 years old. My sign is Sagittarius.
What's your moon?
No, I can't remember. I have it on my phone. I like have it saved, so people lost me. Pisces, I think.
Pisces.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a Virgo.
I'm a Sagittarius moon.
I don't know what my moon is. I'm just a Virgo.
Right.
That's all I know. I don't know these things. Yeah. So I guess the first thing, what kind of music have you been listening to lately?
I've been listening to Grape Tooth. Do you know them?
Yeah. I literally just saw an Instagram post with them.
They're so fucking good. Oh my god, I swole. I don't know if you're allowed
to.
You're fine.
Okay, cool. You're fine.
I really like the Grape Tooth record that comes out tomorrow. Incidentally. What else?
Fielded? I haven't heard of them.
Her name is Lindsay. She lives in New York. She's still in Chicago. She just came out with an album a couple weeks ago called Drip Drip. That is so, so good. I really highly recommend it. It's super poppy. Electronic beats, that kind of thing. It's very good.
I always like that stuff. That's what I've been getting into a lot more lately, I feel like.
You should listen to Fielded. She's incredible.
I'll write it down, actually.
What was it?
Fielded.
Particularly the songs that I love on this album are called Fix Ya and Baby Boys.
Okay.
She's super powerful. Also, she just introduced me to Brockhampton.
Yeah.
Which everyone knows about. But, oh my god, it's so cool. Yeah. I watched a full live video concert. That's eventually how I want to be. With choreographed, every element of it is so planned out. You know, they have a live orchestra and they have video and, a choreographed dances. That is...
You want to get to that
it's
level
It's so
one day.
Sick. It's a whole experience. It's really cool.
It is really cool.
Wow.
And then, I guess, speaking of that kind of stuff, so your band's name is La 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 La.
Yes.
Have you gotten backlash from that name?
The only time that it's been a problem is when La La Land came out.
Oh, no.
And we were billed as La La Land once.
Oh, gosh.
Which was distressing, but...
That's unfortunate.
No, or people just, you know, it's more people ask about it all the time, and I wish I'd called it something else.
Well, it's fun to say on the radio.
It is. It is really fun. I have, we made, a little rotation binder that, has, fun facts about, a bunch of artists. So we have,
fun facts?
One of yours is about, your name and, where it came from.
What does it say?
It says, it invites, the participatory, sing-along kind of, awkwardness of it.
Cool.
Which I always thought was really cool.
That's good. I change the answer every time someone asks me where it's from. So it's interesting to see what people know.
Yeah.
Or what they, which rumor has gotten
Is
where.
The rumor where your mom kind of made up the name? Is that true?
I cannot tell you which of the rumors is true.
She'll never reveal it.
I will never reveal my secret.
I guess, what was your transition, from your first album to your second album? Because I know, they're completely, different sounds, generally, and you're going through two completely, different phases of your life.
Right.
In each one.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it was just maturing, to put it the most simply. I like when artists, each album is significantly different than the next, and I hope that the next one that I make is different as well. But yeah, just getting older, knowing more stuff, seeing, hearing more, I feel like with Lala, there's something that I want to be, but I don't know what it is yet, and my hope is that, with each song or with each album, I'm, getting closer to it.
Yeah.
I guess not that, even if there was an end point, there's no end point that I want, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
But I guess once you get there, you can just try and be something else.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just ever evolving, really.
Yeah.
I mean, most artists do. Have you been... Oh no. Yeah.
I was going to ask, what would you say to, an artist who is, 10 steps behind you? Or, getting started, I guess.
Just keep doing it. It's, literally the only thing to get better and to get more people to hear it is just to do it over and over again and... and don't do it if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I would
say. Makes sense.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard work, but just, you know, if you want it, keep doing it.
Yeah. And I guess going off of that, like, how did you get your connections with, like, Hardly Art and Sub Pop? Like, that just kind of seems crazy to both of us. We were just in Seattle, like, visiting Sub Pop, and we, like, saw some of your stuff there. We were like, cool. That's so crazy.
Oh, you see it at the airport?
No, we went to the airport store, and then, yeah, we actually got to, like, tour the, like, Sub Pop offices while we were there.
Cool. I think that they found out about, we went on this tour with Cherry Glazer and Ian Sweet, and Ian Sweet is a Hardly Art artist.
Ian Sweet.
Yes, very good. They're very good. Me and Jillian have matching band tattoo names. Like, I have Ian Sweet on my leg.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
and
that's amazing.
She is La La La. but I think that's initially how they found out about us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they contacted you.
Yes.
That's
it's
so
all
cool.
It's the reality of it is very boring. They sent an email saying, we like your first album, can you make demos for a second one? And we made like 4 or 5 demos, like 4 songs. And then they said, cool, we're gonna come to a show of yours. And then they came, and then 2 weeks later they're like, so we want to work with you. It's really boring. It's just a series of emails.
It just like fell into place.
Yeah
I mean, it was very, it's very exciting. I like them very much as a label, and you know, it's great to have support, because the first album was just, we just paid for it ourselves.
Yeah, so it's nice. It is really nice to have that then. Speaking of your tattoos, what's your favorite tattoo that you have?
I really like this star on my hand.
Oh my gosh.
My
That's so cute.
Megan Manowitz did it.
That's amazing. Are these clams?
Yeah, those are actually from this comic book artist, Jeanette LaPalme, in Toronto, that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
She also did the music video for Water Over Sex, one of the songs on the album. Yeah, probably that. I also have
a
cow patch.
Do most ears not have color? Or
I have a couple color, but
yeah.
I guess mostly not, yeah.
Yeah. I have 2 tattoos on my arms, but
kind of moving on to touring.
You should wait. I have to say it.
What?
Don't get more tattoos.
Don't.
You'll regret it.
Will I
regret?
Yes.
You regret your tattoos?
If I don't, I like them. They're nice, but if I could not have any, I totally would.
Really?
Yes. I cannot believe my parents were right. They were so.
My mom paid for both of mine.
My mom made me sign a contract saying that I wouldn't.
That is. My parents actually made me do the same thing, and I just did it. Anyway, but they were right. I really shouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
They were right about pretty much
everything. Listen to your parents.
I was like, yeah.
Are your parents, like, really supportive with music?
Yeah, they're
stuff?
Super supportive. They weren't supportive of me dropping out of college, or they weren't excited by that. But they've always been so supportive. They've, like, paid for me to have, you know, like, lessons or something. Like, I had piano lessons that they paid for when I was a kid, and especially now, they're just... My mom, in particular, is so excited by anything related to the band.
That's so sweet.
Her Facebook is just... like, on her Instagram. She always says, proud mom.
Oh my gosh. That's so sweet.
That is
my
adorable.
Mom's the same way, but I'm not even, like, successful. So I'm just like, mom, why?
My mom's not good at Facebook or anything like that. So.
My mom's on Facebook more than I am. It's rough.
Most older people are. Speaking of like touring, how do you like maintain, like how do you take care of yourself while you're touring, or like mental health and like just like in general?
It is really hard. This tour has been easy because we haven't had to do any driving ourselves. I really try and exercise. It makes a huge difference. I also journal. It's like it's so not glamorous or cool. I eat really well. I just try and, like, make something out of my day that isn't just the show. I mean, some days it's fine to just do the show and, you know, just preserve your energy, but try and be productive. I don't want to look at my phone all day. Try and read. I got a crossword book. We go to Whole Foods a lot. Because that's the only place to get healthy food sometimes.
Yeah, seriously. Especially in some towns, I'm sure that you go through.
Yeah, totally. Like... There's only Whole Foods. I'm actually couldn't be more sick of Whole Foods Hot Bar right now. It's
really?
Like,
no.
When we first started going there, I was like, this is amazing. And now I'm like, it's all the same.
you want to ask the
what
the,
Hogwarts
the,
house?
Yeah, this is your favorite question.
Okay. Well, I took the test when I was younger. And I was in Gryffindor, and then a bunch of horrible stuff happened in my life. And then I took the test again. I was Slytherin.
Oh my gosh!
I know.
That's totally so wrong. Funny.
But I don't know. I like them all. I like them all.
Yeah.
Just wondering.
I love
Harry Potter, so
I also love Harry Potter.
I'm gonna get one secret tattoo, and it'll be a Harry Potter tattoo.
Yes, that's fine.
That's acceptable. She approves.
Yeah.
I guess our last question. It's kind of a silly question as well. If you were a noodle,
okay,
what kind of noodle would you be, and why?
A pasta noodle.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just heard Abby go, Lily's taking up an entire room in there. a pasta noodle. Oh, that's hard.
I know. Take your time.
I don't know. I really like eating the bow tie ones.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm a bow tie.
Yeah, I know. I feel the same way. They're too cool for me.
Maybe I'm... what's it called?
Fusilli?
Yeah,
you're Italian.
It's like a wavy,
you know.
It's like a bigger wavy noodle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's me.
Why is it you?
Oh. Just flopping around.
You're just flopping around?
Yeah, I'm just flopping around.
Yeah, do you have any, like, projects lined up for the future? Or, like, any music you're thinking of? Or any goals?
I mean, I really would... I want to write a new album. I just have to... take a tour break.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited. I can't wait to write more music.
Yeah.
But yeah, make a new album. Try and get Yoni to produce it.
Do you have like a process on how you write music?
What's going on here?
Nothing. Process? No.
You just kind of
It happens a lot of different ways, you know. Sometimes there's like intentional writing time that I take. I'm sitting down, I'm messing around on the guitar, I'm trying to write a song. I write a lot with a loop pedal. I'll like improvise stuff and layer it on a loop pedal, and sometimes melodies come out of that. The single from The Lamb Destroyer came from the like is from guitars that I layered. And I just picked out that one. I was like, this is the one.
So do you usually write the music and then the lyrics, or...?
Kind of at the same time.
Same time.
Yeah. I feel like they both push me onto the next thing. Like, I'll write two lyrics to the melody, and then I'll want to keep writing the story, so I keep writing the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of artists that I've talked to, they usually do, like, one or the other first, so that's kind of, like... That's cool, though, that you do them both at the same time.
I don't know how people do it. I've heard of people who write lyrics first, and I just cannot imagine.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the way that the music is dictates so much to me, the cadence of the lyrics. So, to write around, I feel like I would just... it would sound like I was, like, writing a musical or something.
You could write a musical. I'd listen to it.
Yeah.
I don't... I really don't want to. I feel
just
like
imagine
Yoni
how that musical would go.
Musical. I would watch a Y musical. That would be cool.
That would be
musical.
A cool one.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. I think any final words?
No.
No.
Don't get more tattoos.
Don't get more tattoos. That's the moral of the story here.
I'm Lily from Lala Lala, and you are listening to KCSU Fort Collins.